News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
All right. So, Dalton certainly helps produce the show by getting guests on the show that I otherwise would not even know of. His bantering about the idea of bringing on a certain guest. We might get into this hour.
Yeah, why don't we actually, you know.
You want to just throw it out there?
Yeah, I was talking with Sean about this during the break, and we've been texting back and forth with our good friend Ricky this morning on the text line. Maybe Ricky will call us. He said he wanted to call in this morning.
Told us he would.
So, yeah, you know, I get approached about, you know, interview requests a lot, pretty often. Get in my inbox just, you know, all the time, people that are wanting to be interviewed for, for whatever reason. And every now and then I get a really, really tempting, you know, okay, let me just let you into my inbox here for a little bit.
Dr. Macklin.
Dr. Christopher Macklin, yes. And he's got several topics he wants to discuss, and I would love to bring him on, you know, because we've been talking a lot about the vaccines, about masks. I mean, we've been in this pandemic now for well over a year, and want to show both sides of the story, right? So this Dr. Christopher Macklin, he wants to talk about the manufactured COVID-19 disease, the manufactured disease. That's what he calls it here. And he also says other manufactured diseases like HIV.
It's a manufactured disease.
That's what he says. And protocol for removing manufactured diseases. And also, and I've seen people talking about this, but I don't exactly understand. And that's why I'm kind of wanting Ricky to call in.
He's on line one.
Okay, cool. Because have you heard people talking about staying away from others that get vaccinated because they'll begin shedding something or another?
Not until today. So the idea is you're an anti-vaxxer.
Right. Well, I should say there's a difference because, and I was talking with someone else on the text line, the mass media will have you believe that the country is evenly split 50-50 between those that are on the very extreme right and those on the very extreme left, not admitting that there are more people in the middle than anything, or at least close to the middle on one side or the other.
Right.
Same thing with just because you don't want to get the vaccine right now doesn't necessarily make you completely anti-vax or believe that everyone that's vaccinated is going to be shedding whatever it is.
So this is the first I've heard about the shedding. So the idea is for a certain group of people, they're thinking that the people who got the vaccine now are going to infect them with the vaccine some way.
Yeah.
Just like catching the virus from somebody, now you're catching the vaccine.
Right.
Okay.
And instead of, you know, scouring some message boards that might give me a virus on my computer, I'd rather get this Dr. Christopher Macklin on just to kind of give us his take on the shedding of the vaccine and also, as he says, mind control devices like 5G. I think he'd have some good information for us there. So what do you think? Is that a waste of time, that interview? Give us a text, 343-0106. Should I get Dr. Macklin on next week and talk about mind control 5G, or should we just skip past that interview?
Because it's the kind of email in the past we probably would have just skipped by.
Yeah.
But now you're thinking, hey, there's a
lot of...
Seems
to represent a pretty good portion of people that believe that same stuff.
I think he represents this guy. Ricky is on line one. Ricky, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Doing all right, Ricky. Can you explain to me, you've been studying this stuff far longer than I have. When people say the shedding of the vaccine, what are they talking about?
Well, it's like taking a big dose of heroin and cocaine. I mean, when you put your foot in your body and you start to sweat out the drug, it starts to come out your pores. I mean, any drug you take, you put in your bloodstream, it'll start to come out. Mm. What it is, the former Pfizer president, okay, number one, is warning to stop the rollout because it's not been tested. I mean, it's an mRNA medical device that has not been tested. They put 72 poisons in it, and you need to look at the ingredients that's in the vaccine. Then you'll know what's pouring out your skin. It's causing women that are around men or other women that have had the vaccine, it's causing them to go in immediate bleeding, you know, the menstrual monthly thing. One woman had three of them at one time from her husband because she couldn't stop bleeding because he got the vaccine, she didn't. It's causing something to do your you know, like when somebody's vaccinated, to get around somebody that's not, it's causing their system to start reacting against whatever's in their body. So it's causing it. From what we're being told, what I've studied on this, the mRNA is a medical device to destroy our immune system, to turn us into walking zombies of all kind of poisons that they put in there that's going to affect us and give us whatever they got. It's going to cause us to be sick too.
So basically, someone who's been vaccinated is a glowing orb of infertilization that is passing that on to other people. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, some kind of whatever disease, whatever they put the 72 poisons. I mean, it's Ebola, it's HIV. Look at the ingredients.
All of that in the vaccine.
That's in the vaccine. The vaccine. See, the scare was to get everybody that there was some kind of virus out there that's going to kill everybody, so they get you to take the vaccine. Well, the vaccine has the poisons in it that's going to kill, that's going to spread to everybody. Don't get the vaccine, and they're going to cause a complete collapse in the system because of that.
Ricky?
And then they're going to bring in martial law over the top of it after they see all this zombie attack. You know, this stuff spreading like a real disease going around. It's going to cause complete shutdown of our country. Okay. This is an attack. Military attack on us from China.
Okay.
And a bioweapon. It's not it's not what people are being told.
Okay, thanks for taking a breath so I can ask you this.
Sorry.
That's all right, buddy. So do you know people? I know you've read a lot of things on the internet. We get it. You're very concerned. We understand.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know people? Have you met people in your daily life that are exhibiting these problems from the shedding of the vaccine?
We had people. My wife runs a Hilton Hotel. We deal with a bunch of workers that can't even come to work after the shot. They're sick. They're having the same problems everywhere. It's called the VAERS report. The CDC
report, yes.
And it's there for the deaths and the side effects. The deaths are over 4,000, they say, and the side effects are over 300,000. This stuff is lethal.
I got to say, Ricky, you didn't answer my question. Go ahead, Dalton.
Because, I do personally know probably at least 20 people I've talked to directly, like person to person, that have had the vaccine. And I got my first shot last week. And, Ricky, I got the sickest of all of them. And I was sick for 12 hours. And I've also had COVID. And I was probably a quarter as sick as I was when I had COVID from the vaccine alone, and that's the worst of it. So I can point to these personal interactions, but what you're saying is that the people I know and me now who have gotten vaccinated will just start dropping dead in the next year, or when will this start happening?
Well, they say it's up to the 5G, the nanobike technology. By the way, everybody that took the shots, you put a magnet to your arm.
I'm going to film that. I'm going to do that today. Yeah, I'm going to see if a magnet will stick to where I got vaccinated.
Well, he's going
to
look like a refrigerator.
Nanobike technology is definitely in this thing, and it's hooking you up to whatever the 5G is going to do. It's going to be like a radio, a microwave. Our phones ain't nothing but microwaves, with signals sent to it. That's all they are, receivers. And when they turn that 5G on, whatever that nanobyte technology is going to do to you, it's going to either release more or make it worse, or it's going to really drive you insane because you ain't going to know what's going on with the 5G, signals going off in you.
I got some low-hanging fruit here for you, Ricky. What's your impression with what's going on with the Colonial Pipeline?
I think it's the new Green Deal. I think it's just, well, I don't think. I know it's the globalists just shutting us down. The globalists are attacking us right now. They own our politicians. They own our governors. They own everything. They've come in and bought us all off. They got us in a bad spot. Now they're going to crash the economy, come in like they did in 1930s for another crash, and come in and buy everything up and make us their slaves, get in a line, either get their chip or their mark and become their slaves, or we're going to win this war save our country, take our country back from globalists and their scientists and their doctors that are lying to us about everything. The masks, the vaccines, all this is nothing but pseudoscience. There's no such thing as catching a virus, by the way. A virus is nothing but a dead cell. You can't catch a dead cell. If everybody would get online and learn about virology, just basic, I mean, I've been
online
doing it for 2 years now, and I'm telling you, it's not hard to understand. I don't think people even care enough to get online to find out what's going on, what's even in the vaccine. They just going along because they're printing out money and giving it to everybody like candy right now.
So,
well, all that is, all the money, the $10 trillion that they printed out the last 2 years, all that is your retirements, my retirements.
Yep.
All our money is being just blown away, and they're going to crash our economy if we don't stop them.
Well, I can't agree with the retirement money. I do agree with you on the money that's being spent there. So I guess I'll leave it up to you. Should I have Dr. Christopher Macklin on next week to expound on what you're telling us here, Ricky?
Yeah, because you need to hear the other side. You need to, we hear one side because the media's paid off and our government's paid off. With Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the leading virologist in the world, the former vaccine guy that worked at Pfizer, run Pfizer, it will come on your show. There's, we got 86,000 doctors and nurses right now signed up to stop what's going on in this rollout,
right,
especially with the vaccine they're doing our kids. Man, I'm watching kids that are suffering from side effects. I mean, I'm just crying my eyes out. I can't believe what they're doing with these vaccines.
Hey, they're telling us we got to go to break, Ricky. Last question. Did you get filled up with gas during all this panic buying stuff here? You sitting on a full tank right now?
I got 6 months worth of food. I got everything in the world. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready. I'm telling you, everybody needs to get ready, too, because Bill Gates done bought up all the farmland, too. They're finna squeeze the food line and supplies.
Half is going to Melinda now.
We're in real, real trouble. But if y'all listen to us and get right with us, we can save y'all from what's coming. Because we Christians that are Holy Spirit-filled people know what's coming.
Ricky,
y'all
we gave you...
Y'all go back to the preachers that know what's coming.
Let's calm down a little bit. We gave you your time on the air, a good 15 minutes.
I'm sorry.
And you said what you had to say, and thank you for texting, and keep on listening.
Feel enlightened.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate
you got it, buddy.
There's Ricky.
There's Ricky. His own show on the weekend. Good idea.